T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But first, our top local story this half hour. Travelers at both of Chicago's airports may have run into some turbulence today, even before they walked into their terminals. That's because flight attendants from two of the country's biggest airlines picketed at O'Hare and Midway today, all to call attention to working conditions they say are unsafe. This story is new at 3. WBBM's Rob Hart has the story from O'Hare.
A number of United Airlines flight attendants marched in the space between Terminal 1 and Terminal 2 at O'Hare Airport. They say United did not hire enough workers at the Airline Operations Center ahead of an anticipated crush of summer travelers. Scott Pejas, local council president of the Association of Flight Attendants, says flight attendants had to wait for hours to find out where they were going and where they would stay at the end of their run.
During the summer, we were waiting upwards of 5 hours on hold, trying to get through to somebody to get a hotel room or to get a reassignment, our pairing, to find out where we were going.
Southwest Airlines flight attendants rallied outside of Midway Airport. The flight attendants participated in the rallies on their day off. Rob Hart, 105.9 WBBM.
There's late word that Chicago police are now interviewing someone in connection with the attempted kidnapping of a woman in the West Loop. WBBM's Mike Krauser tells us a well-known anti-violence activist used the scene of Sunday's kidnapping attempt to propose the city hire his group to help patrol the streets.
Standing near the scene of the latest abduction attempt, Sangamon and Adams, T.O. Hardiman, the leader of Violence Interrupters, asked even if police witnessed a woman being abducted, what could they do?
A lot of people had to take care of themselves. If them guys were successful when they tried to abduct this woman and they were getting away with the woman in the car, could the police chase that car then? That question needs to be asked. Because if the police cannot chase the car on foot or in another car, that means that woman was on her own. That's what that means, and we need to step up.
Hardiman wants the city to hire 500 violence interrupters to supplement the police. That's the story from the Near West Side.
Well, it'll now be easier for CTA employees to see what's going on at train stations. The CTA announced today that 173 security camera monitors have been installed at all of the 146 stations to help employees keep track of what's going on. The 21-inch monitors will provide live feeds inside the CTA workers' booth. A Southside firehouse is the focal point of the latest project and Mayor Lori Lightfoot's massive Invest Southwest initiative.
Planning and Development Commissioner Maurice Cox says the $14 million project will turn a landmark firehouse in Englewood into a food business incubator with event space for the community.
We're restoring the Engine Company 84 firehouse. We're reducing the need for new buildings. We're reusing the buildings that we have. And we're recycling them to something new.
Developer Zeb McLaurin says this is precisely what Invest Southwest is about.
To champion and siphon those resources and redirect them to areas that heretofore have not garnered them. So thank you very much, all of you, collectively, for forcing us to do what we all should have been doing for a very long time.
The lessons have been learned. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago organization is doing what it can to keep thousands of pounds of discarded design samples from merchandise mart stores and showrooms out of the dump. Zero Landfill Chicago collects the samples and gives them away for free to teachers and artists. The organization's founder, Giselle Walsh, says it's rewarding to see how imagination can breathe new life into something once destined for the dumpster.
One architecture firm donated these boards that had shingles, and I thought, well, now who in the world is ever going to use these? And the minute we opened the doors, teacher came up to me, and she had tears in her eyes, and she said, oh my gosh, this is the roof for my next place. She's like, we're doing a castle.
Those interested in the free samples can pick up this Saturday at Envision Unlimited at 1801 North Spalding from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Well, it might sound like deja vu, but another Trek guest has crashed into the Long Grove covered bridge. It happened yesterday when a white box truck failed to clear the canopy, damaging some of the woodwork. The vehicle was also banged up. Yep, you guessed it. The bridge has been hit more than 30 times in recent years, despite warning signs nearby. Two overnight truck crashes in Northwest Indiana caused nightmare traffic headaches throughout the morning hours.
Indiana State Police Sergeant Glenn Fifield says the first crash happened on the eastbound Borman Expressway 8094 near the I-65 interchange. That was around 9:30 last night, but it wasn't until about 3 in the morning that it was cleared up. The other crash happened around 3:15 in the morning near Grant Street. He says a semi containing energy drinks was sitting in the middle of the expressway for some time when another semi rear-ended it, draining motorists' energy on the Borman for hours.
It was just sitting there by itself from what I understand right now. Looking into that, I haven't spoke to the officer. The driver of the semi that was parked there has since been detained by officers.
The other semi driver was taken to Northlake Hospital with serious injuries. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Des Plaines, police investigating two claims of sexual misconduct involving a member of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Two separate accusers, a now 49-year-old woman and now a 36-year-old man, naming 71-year-old father David Ryan as the alleged offender, saying that the incidents happened when they were residents at Des Plaines Maryville Academy. The Archdiocese advised Des Plaines investigators that they received a letter from an attorney representing those accusers. A large West Suburban community wants to make it easier for people to get around without a car.
St. Charles says it is developing a bicycle and pedestrian plan. In the end, there will be recommendations for how to make the community more walkable and to make biking easier around the community. Officials are looking for feedback from residents and business owners before any decisions are made. The website Walk Bike St. Charles allows residents to submit their feedback. There will also be various opportunities for in-person meetings. Cisco Coda, 105.9 WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.